This program is brought to you by PersonalLifeMedia.com.
On today's show, how to shift your perspective in an instant to make slim choices easier. Inside Out Weight Loss. I'm your host, Renee Stevens, and together we're accessing and adjusting the control panel of your mind, body, spirit system, bringing ease and joy to your weight loss journey and fullness to the rest of your life. This journey isn't about food plans and calorie counts, however. It is about learning to love and care for you from the inside out, so that it becomes natural and easy for you to be slim and healthy. Join me. As a former compulsive overeater, I've been where you've been, and I'm here to guide you where you want to be. Now go ahead and take those few moments to begin to become more and more aware of your own experience. In fact, what I'd like you to do, if you're in a situation where it's safe to do so, which means you're not driving a car or on an exercise machine where you have to maintain your balance, but if you're in a place where you can really relax and turn inward, then allow yourself to do that right now. In fact, you could turn your attention and your awareness to all of the background noises that are in your environment. There are so many of them. And just notice all of the different ones. Is it quiet where you are, or do you hear a buzz, a hum? Does it all meld into one? Or can you distinguish certain sounds above others or among others? Perhaps there are some sounds that are more interesting than others. Or the gentle chirping of birds, the patter of rainfall. So many sounds. And of course, because these sounds are all in the background, you can simply allow them to fade away, fade into the background, as you bring your awareness more and more fully into your current experience, inside your body, noticing your breath, which is always there, even while you sleep. You're breathing in and out, gently and easily, no matter what. It's something that you can depend on, your breath. And that allows you to relax even deeper, perhaps, to the level of relaxation that is most welcoming and opening to you right in this moment. Because that's where all change happens. Deep change happens when we drop inside, because it is from the inside that we create our experience. In fact, some argue that we create all of our reality from the inside. I don't often call myself some, but sometimes I do. Of course, there are other people out there creating their reality, but so much of our experience depends upon our thoughts and our interpretation of what we experience in the outside world. Say, for example, you're in a big hurry and you're in your car and you're zooming away somewhere, and then a little old lady with one of those walker thingamadoos with the tennis balls on two parts of them starts into the crosswalk right in front of where you're going. And this old lady is moving at, as you can imagine, a turbo glacial speed. So she's inching her way across the crosswalk. Maybe the whole light cycle goes and she's in your way. And you think, oh God, it's so frustrating. Or perhaps you happen to recognize this little old lady, and you realize that she has just recovered after a year of rehabilitation at the age of 88 or 90 years old, and this is her first foray into the outside world. How wonderful, what an inspiration it is to see this little old lady crossing the crosswalk, and this gives you strength for doing something wonderful that you thought you couldn't do yourself. You see, we can interpret the world any way that we like. We never actually, as a matter of fact, know the whole story. Mind you, I will be quite impressed with myself when I adopt that broader perspective in a situation like that. But never mind, that's neither here nor there, because the point is that we can always change our perspective and therefore change our interpretation of the facts. For example, so many people who have binge eating episodes or overeating episodes, when they overeat, say they've been doing well for a while, and they overeat and they think, oh my God, I've blown it. I might as well go all the way. And then more eating ensues because they're feeling so bad about themselves and they feel so restricted from previous restrictions on their eating that they just eat everything that they can get their hands on in that moment. Now, such an episode of overeating could be interpreted as a failure. In fact, that's the default for most of us who have struggled with our weight. Oh, God, what a failure. I'm not on the program. This is horrible. I have to buck up and do better next time. And I'm so weak and yada, yada, yada. You know what I'm talking about. Have you been there? Does that sound familiar to you? So one of the most important things that you can do to end your own weight struggle and usher in an era of peace and prosperity, peace and enjoyment of life and of your body, and appreciation, no matter your shape or size, by the way, whatever it looks like, it's all good, honey. So, one of the most important things that you can do to create these wonderful things is to forgive yourself. To get off your case, to let go of the guilt, to neutralize it. Because you could also interpret an overeating episode like that as, wow, it's been an awfully long time since my last overeating episode. Or maybe I overate healthier food than the last time. Or maybe I realize I didn't enjoy it like I used to. Or maybe if it is worse in every dimension that you can possibly think of, you think, wow, I'm so glad that happened because I've obviously got the mother of all triggers unresolved in me. There's something there that really needs my attention. And so you take that perspective, and now are you feeling guilty or are you feeling motivated, interested, curious? Curiosity is such a delightful emotion, such a delightful state to be in. Now, if you were to shift your perspective right now, not just on any overeating that you've done in the past, or for that matter, might do in the future, or the size of your thighs, or the pooch of your belly, or the dimples in other regions, bat wings, or anything else of the like, I wonder if there could be another perspective that would be more forgiving. Or would, for example, change the whole thing entirely? Imagine that you could look at yourself, sitting or standing or walking, wherever you happen to be, and you see that person there, that's you. And then you take another step back and see yourself from even further, the even greater context of your life. And you think, I wonder what I can know here with this context of my life that I couldn't know before. And then you take another step backwards, so you see not just the context of your life, but the context of the lives of those around you. You see your place in the world, perhaps the country that you live in or the city. Let's start there with the city that you live in and the state and the country and the continent that you live in. And you start to see all of the backdrops of your culture, your values, your family values, your parents' parenting style, their values, how good or bad a job they may have done. Maybe it was a mixed bag, like it is for most of us. And so you see this big perspective that you are within this entire contextual situation. You're in an environment where you have your life and that those around you have their lives, and they're interacting based on their experiences and biases and cultures and values and so on and so forth. And you're operating in within the laws and the values of the culture that you live in. For example, you, if you're listening to this, most likely live in a country that has some form of democracy. And in the United States, we have a big value on individualism and on developing our potential as individuals, as human beings. And the great American dream is that we can pull ourselves up by our bootstraps and achieve heights, great heights of success and prosperity. Now, in other cultures, like Asian cultures, there's a saying that the nail that stands out gets hammered down. And so the focus is much more on fitting in, on being part of the group, of the organism, the larger organism of the group. So there's a context. And all of that, when you take all of this into account at the same time, you may very well realize that a little bit of a struggle with the cupcake or whatever it may be might not be such a big deal. Maybe there's a whole explanation for it. Because if you dig deep enough into the causes of your desires, you will find causes. Lo and behold, you'll find reasons that you do what you do. That's what this podcast is all about. I want to tell you about a very interesting piece of research I read about today. In fact, right after we take our break. You're listening to Inside Out Weight Loss, and I'm your host, Renee Stevens. We'll be right back. If you're new to Inside Out Weight Loss, I suggest you begin at the beginning. You'll hear my story in the prologue and learn the key steps to the program in the early episodes. You'll find a link to the archive at insideoutweightloss.com. Scroll to the bottom of the page and click podcasts. We're back now. Before the break, I wanted to tell you about an interesting piece of research. I read it in Martha Beck's column in Oprah Magazine, where she talks about an experiment with rats who have similar systems to humans. Who knew? Anyway, so they've done all sorts of addiction studies on rats, as you may be aware of, and discovered that if you give something highly addictive like heroin to rats in a cage, that they will basically dose themselves into oblivion and be completely and utterly addicted to the heroin, given the opportunity, given free access. And so from that, researchers have concluded that, well, it's highly addictive, and if you have some, you are most likely going to want more and more and more, because it erases pain and makes one feel good. However, this one particular researcher said, well, wait a minute. Let's look at the context of the experiment. These rats, which in normal life live in groups, were in cages all by themselves. They were alone. They were isolated. So he designed our Ratlandia, a rat Disneylandia that had other rats in it and lots of wood chips and wheels to spin on and whatever it is that rats like to entertain themselves. And he gave them free access again to plain water or water laced with sugar and heroin. Now, there's a cocktail for you. And guess what happened? Well, the rats preferred the water. Most of them preferred the water over the drugs because they were happy in their environment. You see what I'm saying here? That there's a context. And connection, as it turns out, is something that is valued and important to all of us. But not just that, but that if we feel good in ourselves, we are much more likely to take good care of ourselves. And so if you've been listening to this podcast, you know that self-correcting and self-renewal is a key feature of being naturally slender. So if you want to let go of any attachment, any compulsions to food or eating or anything like that, then rather than restrict yourself, creating more misery in your life, restrict yourself to even more unpleasantness all around, like you want to be productive every waking moment of the day, for example, just saying that could be something someone would want, kind of like me. Been there, done that. No fun. You're going to have to up the fun ante in your life. You're going to have to up the renewal and enjoyment in your life, whatever that means to you. Probably a mix of downtime and renewal in nature with music, on your own, or socially with friends and family and connecting with people. But that's the bad news that I keep telling you. You are going to have to make a real commitment to feeling good more often, to stop wanting to get the feel good out of eating from full to stuffed, because that's where you've been trying to get it if you've been struggling with extra weight. You've been trying to get it from eating from that point, from satisfied to full to overstuffed, or eating when you're not hungry, stuffing your food, your face with food when your belly says, doesn't really matter. So that's low enjoyment stuff. I'm saying keep the high enjoyment stuff. We just finished our whole series on mindful eating where you really get to pay attention to the enjoyment factor of what you're eating by using your five senses to taste and experience and enjoy what you put into your body. So you up the enjoyment all over. That's the way it's done. Looking at the context of your life, because if you were to step back even further to the context of your life between birth and death, which will happen to us all, you could say, what really matters to me? What do I want to have more of? When I get to that moment, if I have an opportunity towards the end of my lifetime to look back and reflect, what do you want to say? What would your own eulogy be? If you could write your own eulogy, what would you want it to say? That this person spent an awful lot of time and energy making sure she or he was thin enough, good enough, smart enough, and it was a lifelong quest never to reach any satisfaction. It's not a very exciting eulogy. So what would you like yours to say? Not to be morose or macabre or anything else that starts with M, but rather to think about what matters to you, to take into account the context of your life, so that the issues that seem like such a big deal in this moment fade into the background, as they should do. And what comes into the foreground is what really, truly matters for you, the kind of life that you want to live, that you want to enjoy, the values that you would like to express through your life, be they generosity, kindness to yourself, starting there, honey, because that's where it starts. honestly. True kindness comes from within, which means that you have to be kind to you so that you can be genuinely kind to other people, or else your kindness will be shallow and will deplete you, and then that eulogy might come sooner than you would like. Not to be any of those M words, but you might get the point. So I want you to notice that you yourself, by your own interpretation of your actions, are creating your experiences. You're creating your moods. All day, every day, your moods are your choice. They are dependent upon what stories you tell yourself, what thoughts that you have, what meaning you make out of the little old lady walking across the street with her walker, out of the bucket of Bubba's barbecue that you ate in a single sitting. And I will leave you with this one question that I like to ask myself, because it helps me zoom out when I'm sitting there waiting at the intersection in a hurry, which is not an unusual situation for me, I might add, is what if your current circumstances were in fact perfectly designed, absolutely exquisitely crafted to encourage, to create the circumstances for your highest good? Now, it may be hard to imagine that all circumstances could be the case, but what if it were? I don't know what your beliefs are, but perhaps you believe in God or some higher power, and you think, well, what if God or whoever it is out there exquisitely crafting this very precise circumstance for your growth and betterment? Even if you don't believe, you could ask that same question, what if? Because it can shift your perspective, just like time will shift your perspective. Because I'm betting that if you look back on some of the greatest challenges of your life, some of the most difficult situations that you have been in, and a lot of time has passed, when you look back now, can you see the benefit? Can you see how they have made you stronger? Can you see the role in your life of that experience? And if you cannot, you haven't seen the whole story yet. This, as Oprah says, I know for sure. That brings us to the end of our show today. Thank you for being present. Inside Out Weight Loss is produced by Andrew Frame of BAFSoundworks.com. I'm your host, Renee Stevens, and I create this show week after week because I just love helping you end your weight struggle, or any inner struggle for that matter, and develop and share your abundant soul's gifts. Join me as we evolve the world by evolving ourselves. Take good care.
Find more great shows like this on personallifemedia.com.